Good afternoon.
Yes, George. That is our intro. That is what we do.
I think we. Oh yeah, George is here.
It's 11:25. It's not the afternoon anymore.
No, we always do it.
Oh,
it's the same thing with Good Mythical Morning. They always say it. You don't have to watch it in that morning.
And we're all naughty all the time. And
there's always too much rape.
There's always too much rape.
Occasionally not enough.
And there's never more.
Sometimes, yeah, you're right. Sometimes there's not enough rape.
That's true. That is true.
Of course.
George Anastasis, back on the program.
Hello.
Back on the program.
The Pilgrim?
The program.
John Wayne?
The program.
John Wayne?
Hey there, Pilgrim.
You were not on...
I'm going to give you an image.
It's a cliche,
but it's an image.
He's racist. Allegedly.
John Wayne.
Hey, John Wayne. What can I pierce the toast?
One could use a hit to color.
One could use
Welcome to Why Is This Thing. George, you have not been on...
We're just going
to
casually quote Bud Cage over here.
That's okay.
Fussy, fussy one. Fussy, fussy. He has not been on...
But you do it all in here. You keep it inside.
You two should get married. How's that?
Yeah. Just have one big, fat gay wedding.
Okay, do you want to be Nathan Lane or Robin Williams?
Nathan
was that a
Lane.
Reference to Big Fat Greek Wedding, George?
Yeah, it's coming out in 2 weeks, and my parents won't stop reminding me
about
it.
Oh, bad. You must be excited. Oh. You have not been on since we played that game.
Like a year ago.
In, like, summer of last year?
That wasn't that long ago.
I think it was.
It's only been a year since we've been doing this show.
Yeah, how long when did we start this?
Last May.
We did Pompidou for a little while.
It was right after Pompidou.
And then we started doing Danger 5, and then we had that midlife crisis, or I guess that 2 month into podcasting crisis, we got to change this up.
You know, everyone goes through one of those
phases. And so we did our like 3 to 4 week board game phase.
Yeah.
And George was one of those board game participants.
Yeah.
He was on in
He's
like
a champion.
Yeah. Dude,
did he win?
No, not at all.
He won our hearts.
Oh, that's good enough.
However, in our...
Some people's hearts, not all of them.
In our award show that we did in the beginning of January as we recapped the year in Wattat, you did lose, unfortunately, the best guest category.
Yes.
I forget what we called it. We all voted, I think, for Abby to win, and we voted for you to lose because you bailed on How to Halloween.
How to Halloween.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then Nick used a veto. It was an incredible moment at the Wattatties.
We each had one veto.
We each had one power veto where we could overturn the other two and just choose the winner outright.
And so, of course, he chose love over podcast gold. And
love prevails. Actual best guest.
Love prevails.
And although we had a clear best guest, I chose my girlfriend.
Yes.
I told her that I wasted my veto on her. Because it was like the second category.
It was, yeah.
I wasted my veto on her.
And you let Tommy Wiseau win Best Director because of that.
Unfortunately.
Well, no, how do you feel about that? The veto.
Honestly.
You vetoed anyway.
That's true. Fair enough.
It was pretty horrible.
Anyway. Couldn't call for like a double veto, a double whammy?
No, you can't veto a veto.
Nah, unfortunately.
It's Big Brother rules.
Aww.
We are here. George is on vacation, spring break.
A week early for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
No idea why.
A week before the rest of us.
Probably daylight savings, you know?
Yeah. It's spring backward, right?
Why do we...
Spring backward? Right? Fall forward?
Yeah.
I think... Was it Ben Franklin that came up with daylight savings?
And I don't understand.
What a douche.
What a prick.
What a douche.
I love Ben Franklin.
What
How
has he done
you?
For us?
I don't understand why we have daylight savings.
So there are these guys recently who came up with this new universal calendar thing.
Oh, boy.
Right? And their idea is, first off, they're getting rid of time zones. They're like, fuck that shit. Okay, if it's 3 o'clock here, it's 3 o'clock there.
Not
fuck
the trains,
it.
No.
Like, we're getting rid of that shit.
No, I don't like that.
And they're like, listen, you'll get used to it. It makes sense because global economies and things like that. And they also created a new calendar.
But you're still trading hours with huge hours difference.
I mean, but you're so interconnected now.
No,
it doesn't really matter.
If something happens at 3 o'clock, it happens at 3 o'clock everywhere. Rather than, like, it's easier to.
Like, it doesn't really matter.
I've always wondered why we didn't do it that way. Of just, like, why can't, you know, it's midnight in China or something, and that just happens to be daytime.
Yeah.
You know? It's
you
like,
get used to it really quick.
Yeah. Why not just keep it the same everywhere? It's like, people in China get up at midnight, people in America get up at 8. You know? Something
well,
like
no,
that.
Well, no, see, I don't get it, because, like, when things release, they release at certain times. So, say something releases over here at 3 in the afternoon, people on the other side of the world are going to be asleep when it gets released, so they have to change the time it gets released.
They already have to worry about that right now.
I mean, that sucks for them.
They already have to worry
about
that.
Well, no, but if it gets released at 3 o'clock here, they just have to wait until they're 3 o'clock. So they can, like...
I don't know.
Right. But no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why not just all around the world? It's like, we're just... Everything is overlapped differently. I've always thought the same way about times. Like, why? Who made the rule that we all have to get up at 8 o'clock and we have to go to bed at a certain time?
The sun?
Besides, why can't...
Yeah, the god Ra?
The sun? Literally in the olden times?
Hunting practices?
Why are we not on a 24-hour life cycle? Why can we not, like...
Well, no, we are 8 hours of that sleeping.
No, fuck that shit. Why can't we just, like, we work like whenever we want? We just go in and we do work at, like, well, 1 in the morning.
I think my boss would like that.
He's no, like 70. There's actually this thing. You can look at it. There's a sleep schedule that these people developed as well.
The 25-hour day.
It's a 20-hour. So you're awake for 20 hours, mm-hmm. and then you sleep for 8. And then you're awake for 20, and you sleep for 8. And the way it works is, at the end of 7 days, it resets perfectly.
Ooh.
So every week you have the same schedule, but sometimes you'll be sleeping in the middle of the day, sometimes you'll be sleeping. I actually looked it up, and it just gives you 4 extra hours of being awake. You sleep the same amount.
I love that freedom.
So technically you're only sleeping 6 nights.
To do what, Nico? What would you do with that freedom?
Here's you're in college. You can't do that.
Here's what I want to do.
No, he's Nico. He wouldn't he wouldn't do anything with it.
No, like, I like the idea of just being able to make your own schedule throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll call a friend of mine at 3 in the morning. Hey, you up? Want to go see a movie? Sure, the movies are open. Let's go see a movie.
No one ever.
Hey, I feel like working now. Hey,
we'll eat a Krabby Patty at
I feel like sleeping during the day.
When would you feel like working, Nico?
Not the point. The point is, like, I want to be flexible. Like, hey, you up?
You
stretch.
Let's go grab... I don't like having meals. Again, not a surprise why. I don't like eating at certain times of the day. I don't like having to go from 9 to 5 in work schedules. I want
But you don't do that already.
Hey, I live on the edge, guys. I make my own rules.
My school and work day is just, like, from 6 to 10 at night.
It's awful.
But see, I like the idea of everyone doing shit at the same time.
You're such a conformist.
Well, I mean...
You're such a conformist,
man.
No,
it just makes everything easy.
I mean, you gotta look outside the boxes, man.
Especially with work, it just makes easier to do things.
Open your
mind.
When
everyone's working at the same time, it's just easier to do it.
The man's trying to keep us down, trying to put us in spaces, trying to go on schedules like clockwork, man. We're like robots in the machine of life.
I'm just letting you go on. This is really weird. I've never
heard... sometimes I just let him talk.
Let me know what you think of this. In this new calendar that they developed, they also developed every quarter has exactly 91 days. Months are always...
I don't like that.
Why?
I dig
it's
it.
Not a,
The reason... it's
91.
2 months of 30.
Non-divisible, right?
Or 2 months of 30, 1 month of 31. And instead of having a leap year where every 4 years they do one extra day... instead, I believe it's like every like 6 years or something like that, they do an extra week. It's just leap week.
Ooh.
Wait, 6 years for an extra week?
3 weeks.
Wait. Physically, that doesn't work out.
They developed it in a way that works out. I'm not explaining it to full justice because I don't have the numbers in front of me.
3 week.
But the reason is also because, like, you know, think about it. Things that involve, like, finance, like when you're paying bills for your apartment, for example, February, you get fucked because you're paying the same amount for 3 less days as most months. You know what I mean?
That's 3 days.
Yeah, but that's not the point. It's just more consistent, and for things like big trade, like global things, it makes a lot more sense to switch over. Their plan isn't to eliminate the systems we have in place now. Their plan is just to offer an alternative, like...
I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm in on it. I love this.
Can you imagine Leap Week?
Oh, Leap Week would
be
so sweet!
Fun. It's just an extra week.
We're just adding a week on. Yeah free week.
Physically can't happen.
Oh, we have like holidays and shit on that week.
That can't happen.
Why?
It just sounds like a week of being depressed and physically humping my mattress because I have nothing else to do. Like I'm not doing anything this week. What am I supposed to do with a whole another week every 6 years?
It's those drugs that the government has on you, man. It's like you're not able to expand your mind. It's keeping you down.
Okay, see, now I'm done with conspiracy, Nico.
Yeah.
You don't like stoner? Right now. Stoner conspiracy, Nico?
Well, A, you're not doing the correct stoner voice.
Okay.
Huh. What the hell was that?
Yeah. Did you just bro.
Now he needs to like clean his
Did
browser
you just
history.
Breathe into the mic? Expect that to be a stoner voice.
Shaw.
ASMR. God. Let's make an ASMR.
Love like, ASMR.
Nom.
All right.
Dangerous.
Before we get into the topic at hand, I want to bring up some news.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm obsessed with this Richard Simmons story, and apparently none of you have heard the Richard Simmons story.
No.
So here's what happened.
Because we're not obsessed with Richard Simmons.
Nico's idol.
My idol.
Lives,
my hero.
Lives, he has, his Bible is the Richard Simmons autobiography.
Ooh.
Does he have a lot? He's got to have an autobiography.
Actually, no. My Bible is the, like, the Senior Citizen Workout by Richard Simmons.
Oh, God.
Those are the best. He would have, like, the exercise videos. Yeah, so, and a bunch of old people in the back, like, lifted weights, doing cardio.
Yeah, a whole lot of loose skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dance with me!
I don't want
to do that shit. How dare you?
Okay, so hey. what's new with
Richard Simmons?
Simmons
has been in hiding for 2 years. No one's heard from
Richard
Simmons.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, somebody on Facebook posted it, and I was like, this has got to be fake.
So no one's heard from Richard Simmons in the last 2 years, and there were rumors that he had been taken hostage by his housekeeper.
Yep. For 2 years.
Is this real?
See, this
so
is one of those.
Was he taken hostage by
his housekeeper? Finally went on the Today Show this week and, like, spoke out and said, "I am not being held hostage." But he waited 2 years to make the announcement.
Wouldn't you? That's the opportune time. Two years is when everybody.
And
about
2 years, I feel like he was on Ellen, like a year ago, wasn't he?
No, he has not made any public appearances in the last 2 years, and fans were speculating that his Latina housekeeper, like an old Hispanic
woman. So what's he been doing? Just nothing.
I don't know.
Out of the limelight?
I mean, what else would...
I think that's my question.
He doesn't need to do anything.
That's my question. What's wrong with Richard Simmons, guys? Can we speculate on what's going on with him?
Dementia.
Oh.
I like it.
Our American treasure, Richard Simmons.
Is he an American treasure?
National American
treasure? Have you seen that Whose Line Is It Anyway episode?
Yeah, I did.
Of course.
From, like, 96? It's like 2000.
The Whose Line was on back then.
Peculiarly, right before he went missing.
So what could Richard Simmons be up to? Is he, like...
Nothing?
I don't know.
Retirement?
Zumba?
You think he's retired? Do you retire from that line of work?
I mean, your joints have to get, like, sore or something.
You just stop doing it, and that's a retirement, isn't that?
Yeah, like...
Isn't that what retirement is? You just stop doing something?
Carpal tunnel, that's probably...
He has carpal tunnel?
You just can't do it anymore.
I mean, I feel like that would be the end of an era. Like, I feel like...
No.
Senior citizens all around the world, it's like, now...
You say era?
An era.
Era?
Era?
I say era.
Emphasis.
What do you say?
Emphasis.
I say era.
No, do you say era?
Oh, from Gods
George,
of Egypt. Okay.
George, what do you say?
What? Did you just say from Gods of Egypt?
The movie.
Have you seen Gods of Egypt?
Not at all.
Okay,
no.
I panicked for a second.
No, why
wait
would
a minute.
See that?
It's a good movie.
Exactly my question.
Okay.
You saw it?
That implied that you went into a theater and watched Gods of Egypt.
No.
That looked horrible, that thing. Have you seen the trailers for it?
No, what is that?
Yeah. Jamie Lannister is fighting some giant metallic
dragon.
I'm
in.
I don't know what it is.
But anyways.
I'm in.
I want to see it.
Jamie Lannister?
Jamie Lannister.
The Kingslayer?
My third favorite Game of Thrones character?
Yeah, for real.
I love Jamie.
I'm in.
I think they could CG Simmons into like a little like...
Into Gods of Egypt?
No, not into Gods of Egypt.
He's teaching the gods how to jazzercise.
You gotta be trying.
Did you just unironically use the term jazzercise?
Unironically?
How do you use something unironically?
You just said it like as if we all knew what it was.
Everyone does know what jazzercising is.
Exercising the jazz. It's not that difficult to surmise.
What kind of jazz? Are we talking like...
Smooth jazz. What the fuck?
How do you not know what
like
jazzercising is?
Louis Armstrong jazz, right? Pops. Yeah. Right.
When the Saints go marching
in. I can't sing.
Can you exercise to that? I don't think so.
You can try.
That's like a thing. Jazzercising.
But what kind of jazz music?
I don't know. Look it up. It's called jazzercising.
I will. Was Richard Simmons, was that his thing?
I think he did jazzercising.
I think he's been busy with that new face swap thing.
That Snapchat thing?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Who was he swapping his face?
Every fucking person he could find.
What if he developed it?
Oh, he's been sitting.
He's a coder?
For 2 years. Programming. The face swap.
Yeah, look up jazzercise. How do you not know what jazzercise is?
Richard Simmons.
George, you know what jazzercise is, yeah?
I've heard
like
the
you've
term.
Heard it. You don't. Yeah, like.
Yeah, just like Zumba. Like, I know like it's annoying, but don't look at it.
Jazz it. You just jazz it.
Jazz
hands and jazz squares.
In 23 hours, you're going to burn 2 calories.
Check out a real jazzercise class. Problem is, it's Pitbull, Maroon 5, and Rihanna. I wouldn't classify that as jazz.
Yeah, no, I think it's just like one of those general.
Why don't we check? I mean, we can't judge him on the thumbnail.
Oh, here we go. Shape up with jazzercise.
I meant just look up like the definition of jazzercise.
Hold on. The podcast.
As soon as we get the mixer in here,
love this video
it's
on YouTube.
Great. It's gonna be great. I got it.
But for now, you have to deal with our really shitty. We're just gonna play YouTube through a mic.
That's right.
Everybody's gonna love this, right?
Not even close to the mic. We're just far away.
Yeah, it's just in the. It's on the same table as the mic, so it's good. We're good.
I mean,
Why is Olivia Munn talks about blowjobs on my recommendations?
Wait a minute. You need to watch that immediately.
I don't think we have time for that.
Oh.
There's dancing elephants!
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, do the elephants have anything to do with jazzercise?
They're vital.
What choreography? You think that was CGI?
I wouldn't want to touch each other's feet.
Oh, oh my. All right, what we have is a group of people in very neon clothing dancing in various locations.
It's very 80s.
In a zoo. 90s. On a beach. Oh.
Discount. What the heck is this?
Oh my god.
Oh my. Those stashes.
Yeah, tone up that upper torso.
Thank you. Can,
that's, I think that's enough.
How does that have 700,000 views?
Oh my.
Oh, I think it's very unique. Lady.
But no, that's, yeah, it's just, it's like, it's aerobic exercises to music. That's what jazzercise is.
The like to dislike ratio is just amazing. It's 5,500.
People love this video. People love the dancing elephants. You gotta love it.
Yeah, that,
if you could choreograph dancing elephants, that's an incredible budget. Anything.
Did I miss the elephants?
That's, yeah, you did.
That budget is larger, probably, than the budget of the movie we just watched.
Oh, snap. What did we watch?
Wow, nice tie-in.
Segway. That was a really good segue.
We're the segue kings.
We've been practicing our segues.
I hate his segues.
Listen.
I hate them.
You know who loves their segues? The audience.
They do.
They love the segues.
I can't wait. When are we going to call them hoverboards again?
I couldn't remember the term. I was going to make a joke about those. Like,
yeah, no? Are those still illegal?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're banned on our campus because they catch on fire.
Oh.
They catch on fire?
So did you hear about the fire in the student center?
No.
Okay. Did you hear about
the sprinklers? Wait, that was because of
the sprinklers. You know the sprinklers?
Oh, there was auto- Yeah. I knew that.
A hoverboard caught on fire.
Spontaneously?
Yes.
How does that work?
Because they're designed poorly.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They don't have good like fans.
They heat up.
And they heat up and explode.
Really? Because the major design flaw I saw was no handles. That was the major one. I would have thought there were even more. Wow, okay.
People would go into the bathroom stalls with them at UConn.
It Are was you fucking really, serious?
Yeah.
And pee?
Like, yeah, guys would pee and he'd be like, oh, that's talented, I guess.
Fucking UConn, man.
I bet they were on their phone, too, while they were just peeing on a hoverboard.
On their fucking iPhone 7.
Homophobic drunk students complaining about mac and cheese, hoverboards in the bathroom. What kind of shit's going on there?
Hey, listen, he didn't originate from UConn. He was from, like, Massachusetts. Emerson. He transferred.
Good point.
Which I can't really judge.
They don't even have men's and women's restrooms, Emerson. They just have, like, fucking...
holes.
Glory holes.
Oh.
That's it.
I can make fun Wolf Cop.
We watch Wolf Cop. Thank you for that.
I can make fun of Emersonians. I am one.
I can't.
Emersonian? You cannot call yourselves Emersonians.
It is indeed. We also call each other.
I'm like, thanks.
Hey, stop! I stopped myself, okay?
I knew what you were trying to say. I wasn't going to let you hold back.
Oh my god.
Welcome to Why Is This a Thing?
George, aren't you happy your name's on this?
Will we offend?
Oh, great. I didn't say anything bad yet, I hope.
All right, we watch Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop.
It's a film we've been talking about for a while.
Or should we say Wolf Cock?
No. That is what they call it, though.
Okay.
That
on their website.
Oh, yeah.
Trailer Park Boys did say, go see Wolf Cock, so.
Nick, how'd you hear this movie?
I don't know. Did I talk about it on the podcast when I went to go see Bo Burnham?
I might have mentioned it.
I went to go see Bo Burnham back in November, and his opener did an entire bit on a particular scene from this movie that I'm sure we're going to discuss in lengthy detail.
I don't want to discuss it in lengthy detail.
What was the...
It was pretty lengthy.
What was
it
the... Was pretty lengthy. Like...
Detail.
Yeah.
Was the bit relatable? Like, it's kind of hard, like, to make a stand-up comedy, like, a whole hunk of your act be about a cult movie no one's seen.
Well, yeah, so he was describing...
So can you call it a cult movie?
A classic cult movie. Popular classic cult.
It's cult adjacent.
Adjacent.
I don't think it really has a cult following, does it?
It's just next to people who have following. Next to cult movies who have following.
Yeah, like people know of it.
No, so he was describing the scene as part of his bit. So he was like telling people like, oh, you know, there's a werewolf movie called Wolf Cop. Some of the people clapped as if they knew what it was. And he was like, oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah. And then he was describing you saying like whenever you watch a werewolf movie, what's like the big first thing that they always show? And then everybody answers. They're like, oh, the first transformation. He's like, right. And then he's talking about how in this one, They focus on his penis exploding.
Yes.
Vividly exploding. Just
and, like, literally, it's not just, like, they imply it. They're just like, here's the camera right up on the dick. It blows up.
Right. It's the first thing you see in the transformation.
Right.
It's not like even a secondary shot. It is just like that is the point of view.
It's a low shot.
Like, that's how it, like, below like, that's him. How it starts. Right. The transformation.
He is in a urinal.
Yes. He's not in it. He's next to it. Adjacent. Urinal adjacent.
He is, yes.
We're just going to call everything adjacent now, won't we?
I don't like that word. I don't like that word. That's all, folks. Yeah, he is peeing on a urinal. He is adjacent to a urinal.
Adjacent.
And suddenly, that urine turns to blood.
Lots of blood.
Not the first time we've seen blood come out of a penis on this podcast.
Didn't faze me.
No.
No.
You know, once I saw a jerked off penis ejaculate blood, I mean, it can never be the same. You didn't see it, thank God.
Which movie?
Thank
Antichrist.
Christ.
Antichrist.
Okay, no, not
thank,
that one.
Thank Antichrist.
I watched like one or two of those. Oh.
Chaos. Reigns. Oh, we didn't make that video yet.
Gotta do that.
Yeah, you still gotta do that.
We gotta make that video.
I'll start posting on Facebook later tonight.
Definitely should.
You would do it like tonight, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'll just do it tonight.
Yeah, and then so we pan out from the blood going on the urinal, and then we see the penis very enlarged, more so than a normal boner, larger than your average boner. And
good for him.
Yeah, you know what? Good on him.
Here's my question. Does girth count
yes.
in penis measurement?
Yes. Does oh, it? No, in measurement?
If we are saying I have a big or small dick.
No.
Girth doesn't count.
Well, I feel like it's a ratio thing.
Ooh, good theory. Elaborate.
So, like, you can have, like, a really long one, but if it's, like, really skinny, you can't say you have a big one. Or if it's really wide.
So it's got to be proportional?
Yeah.
George, what
I pulled
say
up
you?
The South Park equation. Length times diameter plus weight over girth divided by angle of the tip squared. So, yes, girth... Does indeed.
And it's factored in
now. Look, this is basically math right here.
Basically
math. Basically
penis
size.
What units are they using? Is it?
Inches.
It's all inches?
It's all in inches.
So you weighed in inches?
Because fuck the metric system.
That's right.
So wait, hold on. So not only do you measure it with like a ruler, but then you need a scale and a protractor?
Yes. Yep.
It's a very delicate science.
Yes, angle of the tip squared. Very
squared. Oh, squared.
And one of those measuring tapes and that they use at a tailor, and it's a whole yeah. thing. Yeah.
You should get a tailor to do it for you.
Good point.
He practically has the same stuff going on. No?
What are you trying to say?
What are you saying?
Not quite sure.
I don't actually get the joke.
He's practically doing that anyway. I mean,
no,
are you accusing tailors of being homosexuals?
George, listen. What tailor do you go to?
You go to a tailor?
Of course.
You're so fancy.
Where they offer happy endings at the end, I guess.
Clearly.
No.
Are you
Does he drive a panel van? What's the...
Listen.
What do you have against tailors? I will not stand for this Taylor bigotry on my
listen,
podcast.
Listen, I love Taylor Swift. It's just those types of tailors I find very
So you
offensive.
Like Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner.
No,
just not actual tailors.
Taylor Hicks. I think you draw the line at Taylor
Hicks. Taylor
Hicks,
yeah, that's Taylor Hicks. God, man. He disappeared, didn't he?
He's in Vegas, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah. Is he performing?
He's not in Vegas.
Or is he just
where else
Vegas?
Would Taylor Hicks be? Not doing anything because he's Taylor fucking Hicks.
He, you know, he did not well after American Idol, and he said, you know what, I'm going to go to Vegas because that's where my people are.
It's not a bad choice.
Yeah, especially with the lack of talent that he has.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
I totally forgot about Taylor Hicks, too.
How could you? The worst American Idol winner of all time. And it's
wait,
not even close.
Wait.
What?
He's on tour.
Of course he is.
Fairfield.
He's coming to Fairfield April 21st.
That's a hot ticket.
How much is it?
That's a hot ticket.
I don't know.
Wait, don't tell me. If there's a Groupon for it,
they're paying,
then let's go.
They're paying you.
Well, he's only at the Fairfield Theater Company Stage 1.
I It's like the little room at like the back of the theater.
So either those are really expensive tickets.
It's in the broom closet.
Or there's really cheap tickets. I don't know which.
Or they're literally just giving them away.
Yeah, I think they definitely are. They're just hidden on... It's like
come.
Banksy. They're just all over, just sprinkled around Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, transformation. You keep going.
I don't really want to. I'm going to pass. Because that was disgusting.
Big dick. Bloody dick.
Bloody dick.
Yeah.
The entire bathroom.
Yes.
Showered. Showered in blood. You know, women. For those of you women who are listening.
Oh, boy.
Those few. Those
you think.
Hold on. I would like to apologize in advance.
You think you know what it's like to have blood come out of your genitalia. This man covered a public bathroom.
Yes.
With his exploded penis.
You know what's worse? When your mattress gets covered in blood.
Listen.
Oh yeah, Nico, you want to tell that story?
I don't want to tell that story.
I vote Nico tells that story.
That being said, I've never experienced blood out of my genitalia, so women, I'm sorry.
I don't think I need to share that story.
Who wants to hear that story?
No, he's done on the podcast before.
I don't think I ever have, but I don't need to.
Dedicate a whole podcast to that.
I will.
Later this week.
I told it 3 years ago when it happened. I told it then. I told it like the day after.
Yeah, we were all at your house, Nick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I remember.
Yeah, told him the podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, we couldn't stop laughing.
You still had blood on your face, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Two strangers were fucking on my mattress in the bathroom floor, and blood got all over the sheets and the blankets and the pillows.
That's against his will, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I just want to clarify,
took the courtesy to take the mattress and put it on the bathroom floor.
He didn't tell them, like, go fuck on my mattress. Like, I just want to point that out.
They were like, hey, can we sleep in your bed? And I'm like... Sure, whatever, go. Because I was sleeping.
Why would you let a couple sleep in your bed?
You didn't know.
A couple you didn't... Still, even if I knew a couple, I would say, no, you can't sleep in my bed, because I know what's going to happen.
It's a log said.
And I need to, get my comeuppance before you...
comeuppance?
I don't know. What? I just wanted to make a, you know, play on words.
No, I got it. I got it. Wait, did you two not get that?
No,
it's not bad.
Oh, I got that.
Okay.
That was good. I didn't know you did it intentionally, though. Bravo.
10 out of 10.
Nice.
Worst joke ever.
Oh, I know.
No, that's any joke you make.
Oh. That was directed at him. That was...
Yeah, it was. I'm looking at him while I'm saying
it. That was mean.
It is true.
Well, he's not funny. All
right, so...
Whoa.
Okay. We hate each other, so...
Wait, guys. Wolf Cop's on Blu-ray.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, and Blu-ray. Wow.
Okay.
Who wants to cover the plot synopsis of Wolf Cop? The overarching plot synopsis.
I don't even think I actually understand the whole plot.
If I recall, he's a drunk cop.
Hey, do you want to take this?
Okay, yeah. I'll take it. Chime in, though, please, because I can't do this alone. Please chime in.
Okay, just slap in whenever you're...
Well, it seemed like nobody wanted to, so I just... I'll take it.
Well, you were still talking. You didn't give anyone a chance. You didn't.
Go for it.
There was no pause.
Go for it.
All
right. You're literally Johnny Cochran right now.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, whatever. Watch O.J. Simpson.
I don't want
to. Actually, don't. You don't need to. It's not that good a show.
Okay, so...
Johnny Cochran's the defense attorney.
Listen, he's going to tell you anyway.
Johnny Cochran's the O.J. lawyer that stepped in, like, midway through and was like, fuck you, Robert Shapiro, the lead lawyer, also played by John Travolta in the O.J. Simpson show.
Oh, that's pretty
And
awesome.
It's like, you're an awful lawyer. I'm going to step in and defend this guy, and he ended up getting O.J. off.
That's so nice of them to give him a show afterwards.
They give him everything, man.
Ooh, John Travolta?
Oh, no, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, he's not in the show.
Oh.
He's not like...
Who's playing O.J.?
It's not a reenactment with O.J. Simpson.
No, it's not like...
That's like the best guest
If I did it.
Down on his luck, O.J. Simpson, he gets like a buddy cop drama.
Yeah, it's not the filmed version of If I Did It.
Yeah, it's like Matthew McConaughey. He has a renaissance. Now it's O.J. Simpson's comeback. No, he's in prison right now.
I think he's doing. I wonder about him.
Probably not well.
Yeah.
I would say this, I guess.
Is he a giver or a taker, though?
I'd say giver because he's still a football player.
You think he's
giving?
He's a
football player. He's a pretty built man still.
He's the quarterback.
I mean.
He ain't the wide receiver.
Too bad he played running back in football.
Not in prison.
There's no running backs, I guess.
I'm sure the brain damage will get to him eventually, like all the other football players, but, you know.
So,
anyways.
Wow.
So, Wolf Cop.
Tell the truth, George.
Listen, Will Smith couldn't do it. I have to.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I mean, if we're going to be honest anyway, this podcast is about having George on. It's really not about Wolf Cop.
It's all about me. Just kidding.
But we should talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
So, please chime in if you got something.
Give the plot.
So, he is a drunk cop, drunk officer, doesn't show up. He's, you know, horrible at his job. Just doesn't show up, doesn't do anything.
He solved one case that year.
Solved one case.
Wow. I guess technically at the end, he solved several.
Right. And right. I believe one night he gets basically kidnapped.
By Satanists.
Yeah, Satanists. They carve a pentagram into him, and he starts becoming a werewolf.
Which is kind of rude.
Right?
They didn't even ask.
They didn't ask.
No consent. Too much rape? Too much body mutilation?
I do want to point out, he was actually raped later.
Yeah, he was.
Essentially.
He was essentially raped.
By the old lady, essentially.
No, he wasn't.
I wouldn't call that rape.
So listen, that was not rape. Right.
Do you want to describe who the old lady is, or do you want to not spoil it?
She's the mayor.
Oh. Well, listen. Yeah, she is.
What is consensual sex with a disguise? What if you are disguised? False pretenses. You're putting your thing in that thing.
Just like what happened to OJ.
What, you mean his knife in her chest? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
God, I love George.
It was the white man.
Oh, my God. That can be two things. No, George. No, it can't.
Just what happened to OJ. Oh my God!
Still laughing.
What if you pretended to be? Well, like, okay, like that's the joke. Have you ever heard the joke? Like, what's the worst thing to do, or what's the worst thing you can hear if you're sucking Willie Nelson's dick?
I've never heard that before.
Wait a minute.
There's a joke. What's the last thing you want to hear if you're sucking Willie Nelson's dick?
What?
I'm not Willie Nelson.
What? I just want to point out.
So
I just want to point
Why
out.
Is that?
That was an accident. I was trying to fix my glasses and I pressed the button.
I'm. Because. Here's the punchline.
Oh, that wasn't it.
That's not the punchline.
No? No, I'm just explaining the punchline.
There's more?
Because if he's not Willie Nelson, then he's just a gross man with a bandana. Like, that's the point of the joke. You get it? And I think the follow-up is what's...
Is that like a well-known joke?
It's a pretty well-known joke. And then the follow-up is what's the worst thing you could hear if you're sucking Swaggy P's dick?
Who's Swaggy, I'm Swaggy, Swaggy P?
I am Swaggy P.
Who's Swaggy P?
I don't know, but I got the joke.
I think it's Swaggy P.
Swaggy P?
I think it's Swaggy P. Might not be Swaggy P.
I did a Google search.
I think
Google.
Swaggy P is actually in the NBA. Oh yeah, that's Nick Young. I'm sorry, not Swaggy P. Who's it? There's another rapper
from
name
the
that's
Lakers.
Similar to that. Yeah, he's.
I don't know.
It's like Master P or something. Might be Master P.
Listen, who's Master P?
My safe search
Master
is
P
off.
Is a rapper. Right?
My safe search is off. Yeah, I'm doing a real justice to the
Master P is a rapper, right?
Him?
Yes, Master P is a rapper.
Master P.
Yes.
No Limit forever.
That's
and there's a tank for his logo.
Yes, that's a rapper. Sorry, not Swaggy P. Swaggy P is Nick Young of the Lakers. I apologize. No, but, like, the idea is, what if you say, hey, baby, I'm Tom Cruise? Like, that happened to our Latino gay professor one time.
Yes.
Right?
What?
Actually,
Tom Cruise had sex with your gay Latino
No,
professor?
There was no sex involved.
He just met him, according to him.
So he wanted sex.
Well, yeah.
Obviously. But, like... What?
What is happening to this episode?
No, we're having a discussion.
We're being frank and open and honest about things.
Okay.
What if, like, what would that bait and switch be considered?
Bait and switch.
A bait and switch.
Yeah, but is that rape? Is my point.
No. Yes.
Is sex under false pretenses
rape? And switch.
I mean, if you're saying you're somebody else, that's identity theft and rape. It's just like you're getting a bang for your buck, one more, and then you're just in prison forever, right? They punch out the third thing on your arm, and you're like, you're home run. You're
like OJ.
Just like OJ.
Just like OJ.
Oh, man. All right. Juice.
What are we talking about?
Juice.
See, I was going to make an orange juice reference, but I feel like that would have been too much.
The juice.
So he becomes a wolf cop.
Uncle Juice.
Yeah.
Right? Is he a superhero? That's what I want to ask you guys.
No.
What is he? Was he a vigilante? Is he a
werewolf? I think he's a vigilante.
I mean, is he only really, like, a vigilante for those three nights of the year, or three nights of the month, rather?
Like, the plot twist was, the first transformation, he just killed people because he transformed. The second one, he just killed people because he wanted to fucking do it, so he was just aware.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Shut up!
There you go, George.
I couldn't even give you the gratitude.
You gotta turn the audience on before you ask them for something like that.
Oh my god!
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Still laughing. Oh my god.
Zach needs a tumbler. That's what he needs.
He'd get offended by something.
You hear him wheezing like that little penguin from Toy Story?
You need to find him a speaker.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Zach's got emphysema.
That joke wasn't that good. I'm gonna let you know. Let you in a little secret.
I'm just happy I made it.
I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Should we give him a cookie?
I don't think he deserves one.
Do we have cookies?
No.
Wolf Cop. Here's an observation. You had it early
on. Back.
You had it early on when we were watching the movie. Technically not a cop. He's a sheriff.
He's a sheriff.
I brought that
George,
up.
Yeah, George. Oh, George brought that up, and then I went with it. Yeah.
He's Wolf Sheriff. He's not Wolf Cop.
He never found Nipples the Cat.
And they never found Nipples the Cat. What happened to Nipples the Cat?
Well, maybe that's probably the sequel.
Is that Wolf Cop 2?
I think so.
I was just on their Twitter page.
The quest for more Nipples?
Were you really just on there?
Yeah, Wolf Cop 2.
Is it officially been announced yet?
You know what?
Yeah, no. Their whole, like, Twitter page is just Wolf Cop 2. There's a dedication. They're like, thank you, town of Lumsden, for supporting Wolf Cop 2. They put that as a hashtag.
So speaking of Nipples the Cat, this movie seems to have a big obsession with boobs. As everyone, I mean, as most human beings with dicks and...
Some people are butt men. Or women.
You know, that enjoy that sort of thing. But this movie has a real obsession with boobs. Early on, the first shot of the movie we see is a woman really getting up from a bed and revealing her breasts. There was a pretty nice sex scene with a 200-year-old lady.
Pretty nice.
Looked good.
Pretty nice.
200.
Looked really good.
Let it be known that she's a shapeshifter. I mean, that's not really a spoiler, but...
Saw her boobs. A lot of drawings of boobs all over the place. Graffiti with boobs. Here's the thing about Wolf Cop.
Hey, dude, you've got Boobers Magazine.
Boobers Magazine?
It was that's right.
Yes.
Boobers.
It was?
It was.
Yeah. Did not catch that.
You couldn't be more obsessed with boobs if you were Megan from Drake and Josh. So.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Here's the point about Wolf Cop.
That's. Okay.
It's a fucking shitty movie. Really not a good movie.
It's called Wolf Cop.
But.
It's about a wolf cop.
It is so clear to me that this film was made by a bunch of 12-year-old boys. Like, they have absolutely, like, no maturity in their bones. And I kind of like that, how unapologetically childish it was.
Weren't we just comparing ourselves to, like, we would make the same exact movie if we were in their position?
That continues to be Nick's,
I think we would make the same exact movie. I think so.
Nick has said that time and time again, that if he was a filmmaker, he would be M. Night Shyamalan, and he'd be perfectly okay with it.
I would.
Would you ruin Avatar The Last Airbender?
Again? No, I'd write my own stuff.
Oh, okay. And then ruin Avatar The Last Airbender? Seeing as how writing your own
stuff...
What
if I make a remake of his version? Just make it worse.
A remake of the reboot of the animated show Avatar: The Last Airbender
with white actors in Asian roles. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's just like the Dragon Ball Z movie. Another great movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yep.
Instead of pronouncing him Ong, I'll pronounce him Ang.
Ang.
Yeah.
Ang.
Man.
I believe Ang can save the world.
Oh god.
It's Ang. It's tough. It's
Suka.
Suka.
Okay. Lots of gore in that movie, though. The effects were pretty good, to be fair.
Yeah, no, they were, yeah.
Were they? Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I don't know. The effects were good.
I don't remember.
The movie itself was...
Damn thing about
like,
that.
Like, the only, like, gripes were, like, when they were firing the guns, but for, like, a non, like, multi-million dollar movie, because they did make $1 million.
I will never...
Somewhere along the line.
They
got a million Canadian. Who knows what the conversion is?
I will never understand why these big franchises put the fate of their movies into such shitty directors. Like, who in their right mind, they said, you know, we have one of the great cartoons of all time in our hands. Let's give M. Night Shyamalan the reins on this. Hey, we're making Batman versus Superman. Zack Snyder, you're up, man. Oh. You're next in line. Hey, Michael Bay, you want to ruin decades and decades of Transformers fandom? Because that's what we'd love. How about five of them? How about a whole cinematic universe around them?
I think Shia LaBeouf did good on the first one. I think the first Transformers was okay.
Yeah, the first one wasn't bad. I mean,
If you can,
I mean, I watched
tell what's
the,
going on in that robot.
Well, no, part. It's just explosions. And the little 12-year-old boy in me was happy.
You can never
Why
like
is that a picture.
That's everybody's picture.
Is it really?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Listen, don't worry about it.
What's going on?
I just tweeted at Wolf Cop and asked them what happened to Nipples the Cat.
Did you really?
Yeah, I asked them to tell us so we could talk about it on our podcast.
Oh. Hopefully they respond right on time.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I put # why is this a thing? # Wolf Cop.
Wow.
So,
back to the plot of Wolf Cop.
Yeah, sorry to distract.
Sorry.
So he is kidnapped by Satanists. He gets an upside down, what is it called? A pentagram. Carved into his chest. All of a sudden starts growing a lot of facial hair. A lot of really shitty CGI is used. A lot of stock imagery is used in the process.
So much stock imagery.
Oh, my God.
iMovie sounds. Basic.
Yes!
iMovie sounds.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We noticed that.
Yep.
So, Nico, I know you're aware of a website for royalty-free music.
What are you talking about? Which one?
You know which one. What's it called?
The one that we use?
In class? And stuff and what's it called again?
Incompetech. Yes.
So, Incompetech. It's a website for royalty free music. Because we do the video stuff and all that crap, we use it. Mm-hmm. So, I remember I was listening to a radio commercial, and in the fucking radio commercial was one of the popular songs from fucking Incompetech.
Oh really?
Really?
Yeah, I remember. I was like, I used that in my video last week.
I love when that shit happens.
So like,
don't you love when that shit happens?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
It's great.
It's a little. It's kind of like finding a fucking ladybug in this industry. You know what I mean? It's just like a little special thing. Not useful.
Big question for you, and I discussed this on my radio show this week. I'm sorry to bring it up. Better insect, ladybug or butterfly?
Butterfly.
Don't butterflies eat each other? Aren't they carnivores?
I think they are. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You know what? Then they just moved up the list for me.
What's the benefit of being a ladybug? And what's the benefit of being a butterfly?
First of all, I believe that ladybugs are very overrated because they tend to move in herds a lot and they tend to really fuck up your house. Like, we had a ladybug infestation here once and there were like thousands of ladybugs on the window. It was really disturbing. And as
you don't want many women. Ever.
No.
That's a problem.
Of course.
Bug or not.
Yeah. Like, butterflies, like, are, like, I don't know. They're more graceful. You know what I mean? Even though they are probably carnivorous and they, you know, or cannibalistic.
Cannibalistic.
Yeah. No, I said the butterfly was the best insect. I don't know if there's a better insect. Can you beat it?
Insects?
Yeah.
Bumblebee.
How dare you?
No.
Fuck a bee.
Are they dying? Yeah, they're just fucking off.
What, you mean
now.
The ones who, like, bumblebees? Fucking yeah. Help they're our ecosystem dying. Exist?
Fuck a bee.
They're not
fuck
helping bee. That much right now because we're killing them
bees
too much.
Bees can fuck off and die.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Good.
At an alarming rate, my ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
You guys are both wrong.
I hate bees so much.
So much.
High five.
Dude, I love honey in my tea.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Honey's good.
You know what I don't like?
I just don't like honey. A, I don't like honey. B, bees can fuck off and die.
I was gonna go bzzz.
I don't like a stinger in my skin. How about that? Like,
I've never been stung by a bee. Don't
it's kind of rapey, yeah. To be honest with you. It's a little rapey. Oh,
that rapey's such a harsh word.
The stamen getting in your
stamen?
Is that what it's called?
No, stamen's a part of a flower.
That's the stem, right?
You're talking about the sternum? What are you saying?
Talking about the stinger, of the bee.
That is called a stamen.
It's called a stinger.
No, the stamen is part of the flower.
Ah. Gotcha.
Are you dumb?
Yes, he is.
Don't try to use words. You don't know what the fuck they mean. Like,
I thought a stamen was part of the bee.
You keep using that word. I don't think you know what it means.
Oh, God.
Like, why are you going out of your way to be wrong?
I did. Story of my life. That is really, that's actually the name of my autobiography.
It's going out of my way to be wrong?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Oh my gosh.
I would read that.
It's my life story. Absolutely. That's a great name. That's a great podcast name. Better than Why Is This a Thing?
Definitely.
We should call it that.
Well, because we hardly ever say, why is this a thing?
Because it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, I mean.
Stock imagery, yes. I used to use that iMovie sound effect, the one that they used for the news broadcast in three or four times.
But I feel like I hear that in, like, actual movies.
It's not in actual movies. Anyone
it's similar, because that's why they designed it that way. That's why they wrote it that way.
It just sounds like a news sound.
Yeah.
Like an introductory.
It's like when there's, like, a fight montage in a movie that they didn't get the Rocky music rights for. They'll, like, change, like, one note in the song, and it'll be like, ba-na-ba, ba-na-ba, you know?
Just like how in Battlefield and Rocky, it's like, or the Terminator, it's like da 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 da, and then in Battlefield, the video game, it's da 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 da.
Right,
exactly. They added one note at the end. I was like, oh,
or okay. Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, they'll change though all the time.
Yeah, but we used to use that. Do you remember when we did morning announcements in middle school?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why it sounds.
Yeah,
so
that's what it
oh
is.
My God. That's what.
So
it
we
is.
Heard it every morning for 3 years. Right. No wonder we're so used to it.
I knew it because I was part of the morning announcements. I would hear that song every fucking day, over and over and over again.
Mika, we had to watch the morning announcements, so we would also hear it every single.
You
day.
Got to see my beautiful face, though.
I don't ever remember you on it.
Yeah,
I think I hated you back then.
Mind you,
probably did.
Mind you, I don't remember anybody on it.
Were we in Lego League together?
Yes, we were.
We all were. Well, not Nick.
Not Nick.
No.
See, now
Nick had
funny,
cooler things to do.
Nick had a life.
I arguably played with Legos more than like any of you.
False. Yes.
No.
Well, it's definitely true in my case, put it that way.
But I was the only one like not in it.
Yeah. Oh, we had a good time in Lego League. I still have that hat.
I have all my hats. I have my hats and buttons.
I have my medallions. Yes, we got awards.
Yes, we did.
We were good at
We made it to States once.
We did because we won Best Spirit. We fucking sucked at actually building with Legos and doing robots. We couldn't get in on that, but they would have this award, Best Spirit. It was like,
I still stand by, if anyone else was team captain, we would have done really well.
How dare you? Actually, no. You're allowed to insult him. It's fine.
Yeah.
We won't use names. But, don't worry about it.
George, no. But,
you're right. You're
and you're correct.
Yeah, if anyone else was it, we would have probably been to States because our robot did well.
We made it to States because we had blue hats with lots of sound and we yelled a lot and people thought we were funny.
We all lost our voices.
Did they make up that award for you guys that day?
I think so. It was really just who was dressed the most obnoxiously. That's literally what it was.
And that was always us.
Yeah, it was always us. So
we had flame hats.
Yes, we did. Yes,
we had, did. What were the other hats? We had crown hats.
Yep, the crown hat was great.
The crown hat was a great hat.
Really good. Anyway.
It was a great time.
About awards, Wolf Cop earned an award.
Did it?
Yeah.
What did it win?
What was it? Let me IMDb this. Like,
yeah.
Open your facts there, computer boy.
Wolf Cop.
I know it won like best film, and then
it did
at a film festival thing, and it was
at
also,
the Oscars.
No. It was also nominated for like best film for another film festival, but it didn't win it.
It won best horror feature
at
Arizona Underground Film Festival.
Best horror.
Oh, that's good.
And there's another one. It was best film.
Fantasta Porto, which sounds like Fantasta Porno. Won International Fantasy Film Special and the Jury Award.
And it was nominated for Best Film.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Not good
that's
enough.
That's what I read.
Not good enough. Oh, it was right there, like, cusp of being Best Film.
I wonder what it was up against, you know?
I know, like, what did win?
It? I bet the judges were like, see, this one's a great movie, but this one had a transforming dick that bled everywhere. That's stuck in my mind.
That is true.
Now, is it important to rate, like, when you're picking Best Movie, is it important to rate the movie based on its genre, or do you just rate them against each other? That screws some genres out, does not?
Yeah, rom-coms must get the shitter.
Well, yeah, that's the reason why it's the same movies nominated for the Oscar every year.
Yeah.
It's the same, like, independent, like, artsy-fartsy movies that get nominated. You're not, you know, the fact that Mad Max was nominated this year was a miracle, you know? Like, movies like that just don't get nominated.
Yeah, why?
What was nominated?
Room, which we watched, you didn't like. Spotlight.
Spotlight won, right?
Spotlight one.
I think we just went over this.
The Revenant thing. And, you know, okay. The Martian. Shit like that. Yeah. But, yeah. No, for what this was, I guess it was fine. I did like, my favorite part of the movie, and you guys can speak for yourselves, was that middle pocket where it became a buddy cop,
yeah.
Movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it became Lethal Weapon, essentially.
When they decorated the car. And
right. So the beginning part of the movie leads you to believe, because the wolf cop murders a bunch of criminals in a very violent fashion, that this is going to turn into a strictly like horror, he's going to rampage the town just killing random people type thing. And so his friend catches what's going on, locks him in a jail cell for the night, and like, we got to keep an eye on you, make sure you're monitored so you don't kill any more people. But when he ends up going in that cell and turning, he just acts as he normally does. He starts boozing a lot, starts playing cards with the guy, and the two of them just go out fighting crime in the middle of the night.
It's kind of depressing.
It was like, yeah, it was.
They could have done that without him being a wolf.
That is true.
Yeah, he could have become like a competent police officer.
Yeah, I know. Went through all the trouble.
Competent police officer at night.
There's a movie title.
A real shitbag in the morning.
It was when he became a wolf that he finally discovered himself.
The more you know.
Finally learned how to be a man.
A wolf man.
It wasn't until I like that. That's a good phrase. We should tweet that at WolfCop. Let him have it. All
right.
It wasn't until he became a wolf that he finally learned how to become a man.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep bombarding them and then be like, what the fuck is going on?
They'll listen to us after a while.
No, they won't.
They will.
They got no choice. Stop. They got like 5,000 followers on Twitter. No one cares.
Please stop.
But in that sequence, my favorite line in the movie, when the buddy of his, I'm forgetting all the names, says to him,
Willie.
Yeah, yeah. Willie goes to, what was the main character's name?
Luke.
Yeah.
He goes, you're a wolf. And he just goes, cop. In that wolf voice. correcting them. And they start going and stopping an armed robbery at a gas station. They go pimp out their car, what we're calling the Wolfmobile, I guess. And just fighting crime in the middle of the night, taking out a drug den. It's pretty sweet.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that part the most.
The barn exploding.
Yeah.
Ripped a guy's face off, clean off.
Literally.
Face off.
It was like he became Ghost Rider. It was just a skeleton.
Wait.
Face off.
Wait, Nick Cage's Ghost Rider?
Well, it was Nick Cage in the movie. You didn't see him.
Yeah, I saw.
Well, there's also the...
I saw Face Off.
Vastly 10 times more amazing comic books called Ghost Rider.
Listen, let's gonna get into technical.
Are they really more amazing, Zach?
Yes.
Tell us all about your fascination with the Ghost Rider comic books.
And how you're such a pro and fanatic.
Worst movie series ever.
I'm so disappointed. It didn't meet my standards for the comics.
Standards?
Which is not a good adaption of the source material.
Oh my god. They just completely ruined the original material.
English Cage. I don't know.
you got a hiss on the S. It's Nicholas. Nicholas.
Fish off.
Jesus Christ.
That's my node. That's my node voice.
Oh, so that was comic book guy, right? That's what you're going for?
Sure.
It sounds like you're trying to be comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, no, that was the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Zach was just doing his thing.
I was just doing my thing.
Wait, did it sound like comic book guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. No, it did.
Well, thank you.
You did it right.
Glad we're on the same page there.
I'd say about like a 7 out of 10.
Well, not normally.
That's yeah, it's your most accurate impression.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. No. How did I know he was going to do it?
How did I know he was going to fucking go to
it's the most accurate impression of all time. It's going to be huge.
You phase between a guy trying to do Donald Trump and a guy successfully doing a Brooklyn accent. Like, you go through weird transfers throughout.
Face off.
I'm walking here.
I want to rip Ted Cruz's face right off with that dumb nose of his. Sorry.
You have to apologize.
Turn it off.
Don't throw the audience. It can take no more abuse.
It's fine.
All right. Hey, it landed up.
There's the cushion. Right before I hit the ground.
Yeah.
That sequence
was great because it just, like, it threw the whole premise of the movie out, and it was just like, we're just going to have fun and be a normal cop drama. Just happened, or cop buddy comedy. It just happens to be a wolf. And then it gets back into the whole overarching plot line at the end, and I think...
Clever twist.
Yeah.
I mean, for like, you know, a second.
Explain the twist. Spoiler alert, everyone.
Yeah, fuck your spoilers. If you didn't watch the movie, don't listen.
As always, watch the movie before you listen.
We'd have zero listeners.
I want you to log in.
How many do we have?
Log in. Enough. Like we have a login code. No, I want you to find our page, go, okay, what did they watch this week? And then go home and then watch it and then come back and listen. That's what I want you to do.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
Even I don't want to do that. I just watch the movie.
I don't want to listen to our podcast, so it makes two of us.
I don't listen.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep going.
So the three people who were responsible for turning him into a wolf apparently are, what are they, shape changers?
Shapeshifters.
They're basically like lizard people.
Changelings.
Yeah, they're lizard things that are like aliens or something and want to change. And they assume the identities of some of the powerful people within the town. So the sheriff, the chief, technically, actually, his boss,
yes,
is one of them. But that changeling is also the drug leader in that town.
Right. And what was funny about this is when we were watching the movie, because they said that there were three shapeshifters in this town, I guess, that were the apparent bad guys that needed to drink the wolf's blood in order to achieve... I don't know.
Everlasting life or some live shit. Longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just yeah, whatever. I mean,
it is. That's also a flaw in the ritual. It's like we can live forever. We have to do this every 32 years.
Yeah, kind of a drag.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Where it's like you could live forever, or just like you could live for 32 years, and then you have to do it again, and then live for another 32 years.
Yeah. But they revealed that Lou's best friend was one of the lizard people, and
right, the buddy cop guy.
Yep. And that the girl with the boobs in the prison cell was another one. And they were like,
but she was also the mayor.
Who's old.
Yes, the old mayor. Yes. But who's the third? Like, a la The Shining, as I put it out. But who's going to be the third one? Is it going to be the police chief, or is it going to be the gangster dude?
Yeah, because, well, there's only so few characters.
Right.
That they introduced.
So it has
budget
to be
constraints.
One of them. Yeah.
Yes. And
it's like they couldn't find
I think I predicted the gangster and Nick predicted the chief, and we were both right!
Because it was the same person!
the one time in our lives we were both right at the same time.
Yeah.
It's never happened before.
Oh, never.
No, never happened. Leading me to my other point about this fucking movie. This was driving me up the fucking wall.
Really?
Okay? The fucking drink and shoot. I've had it with the drink and shoot. I
You've
still
been obsessed
don't.
With this
I don't
shoot.
Understand this guy. So a underlying mystery in this entire movie that keeps popping up, a motif, if you will, over and over again, is this drink and shoot thing that they do in this small town in Canada. I don't know what a drink and shoot is. You explained it to me a million times. I still don't know what it is.
It says that, what it is in what it is.
They
drink.
Yes.
And shoot.
So
those of you from Canada, do you do this? Can you tell us, please? Go on Twitter and tell us about your drink and shoot experience, because I don't fucking get it.
George,
either, but
look this up.
I already did. Yeah, I was just amazed.
Is it popular in Canada?
It's popular in the UK.
No, it's not. He googled drink and shoot, and the wolf cop drink and shoot was the third result on Google.
Listen, I have a feeling it's clearly a famous event. Is this an?
If there were two other things before it,
the wolf cop drink and shoot.
It was an event.
December 6, 2013. It's a Facebook event.
It
came out before the movie?
I guess so.
How does that work?
It was an event.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So what? They get
it was
drunk
a drink and shoot, Nick.
And they shoot guns. Is that all it is?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
apparently,
I think so.
It's this yearly
Gotta
thing.
Be, yeah.
It's this yearly event that happens in this town. It's a tradition, and it got canceled this year, as it was 32 years ago. And apparently, that was a big fucking deal for this town. Oh my god, why was the drink and shoot canceled? And they answer that question at the end, as though we really cared. What difference does it make if the drink and shoot was canceled? I found that a very
they could have just not included a drink and shoot to begin with.
What the hell does that even mean?
Imagine if they just didn't do it at all. Like, there would be no question. It would just be like, okay, we're doing it now. We're going
to
kill you.
Who in this town would care? The main character literally goes to a library to research why the drink and shoot was canceled. Who's doing all this research? Yeah. He's looking up drink and shoot in the volumes.
He was looking up the last time it got canceled because of that. Because it was a mystery. Because the last time it happened was during a solar eclipse. Solar lunar? Eclipse?
Solar
What's
eclipse.
The difference?
It was during the day. They just put a, like, tint on the camera lens
yeah,
to
but,
make it look
anyway,
like...
so during a solar eclipse, and then he thought about it, and the last time it got canceled, it was a solar eclipse, so he thought, oh, there must be some sort of coincidence that it's ridiculous that it would just happen. So he was looking into it. That's why he was looking into it, and then it turned out that, oh, there was a fucking murder on the day.
I don't know, man. Like, if some fucking town event in my town was canceled, I would not be going to Plainville Public Library in order to scan the many encyclopedias.
You're not motivated.
You're not Wolf Cop. I'm not too concerned about the drinking shoot.
But if you were a Wolf Cop, wouldn't you be?
That's not what we were talking about before. You said you didn't understand the big deal why the town was saying, oh, why did it get canceled? Yes. That's what you were saying.
Yes.
If in our town, like Nick said, the balloon festival got canceled,
yes,
people would be like, why the fuck did it get canceled?
No, I'd be like, oh, that's great. Not a lot of traffic downtown this year.
You would. You would. But guaranteed most of the town would be like, why is it canceled? It's never been canceled. Blah, 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 blah.
Where else am I going to get a $6 hot dog?
Oh, my God.
Waiting in line for 30 minutes and then 30 minutes to get out of the line.
And I still don't know what a drink and shoot is. I really don't. I don't understand the premise of a drink and shoot. And it sounds very dangerous.
A drink and shoot.
If it is what it is, it's ridiculous. Very dangerous and ill-advised.
They're really dangerous things. There's that cheese race in England every year.
What's a cheese race?
Whoa.
Ooh.
Do you race cheese or do you race
while you make like a wheel of cheese and then race it down a hill?
Yes.
Oh!
It's a really steep hill in England.
How did you come up with that?
And they take a wheel of cheese and they roll it down and people fucking chase after it.
To be honest.
Guess what the winner gets?
All the cheese?
The wheel of cheese.
All of it?
Wait, his own wheel of cheese?
No, that wheel of cheese that they roll down the hill.
Oh, they only roll one wheel and then they let all the people chase it.
And there's a shit ton of people race down the hill after the wheel of cheese. And whoever gets the wheel, gets there first, gets the wheel of cheese. That's it. That's the fucking race.
I wouldn't really want a wheel of cheese that rolled down the hill, to be honest.
You could cut racks,
Oh, okay. I thought they just, like...
Even if it wasn't.
Yeah. We're not savages here.
You could cut away the gross parts.
It's not that bad, yeah. Get a cheese grater.
I'm glad I knew exactly what that was, just because I'm like, what's the most interesting thing you could do with cheese? And then since I couldn't figure out one thing, I'm like, you're probably going to roll it down something.
Yeah. They rolled it down the hill.
So wait, when you can't figure something out, you assume you're going to
roll it down the hill?
Yeah, you know. You know the old legend, Rolling Stone doesn't gather any moss? Yeah.
Somebody's false, though. Didn't Mythbusters prove that false?
Listen. They're canceled. They're canceled now. None of their scientific facts mean anything.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
That's how it works.
Like, so because Einstein's dead, all of his research
No.
Theory of relativity out the window.
Yeah. Einstein never got canceled.
God canceled him.
It's not true. He renewed him. He renewed his subscription.
Oh, my God. Well, that sounds like a good place to wrap up.
And does it?
Is that an hour? What are we at?
We're at an hour and two, yeah.
Oh, so we spent 2 minutes talking about the movie.
Yes.
Which is good.
Good, but back to our normal schedule.
You could scrub that whole thing and there's probably like
Well, you don't understand, George.
Minutes.
For the past like 3 or 4 weeks, we've been on this weird swing where we've actually been reviewing movies seriously.
Yes.
And like doing good podcasts.
We've had
and
thoughtful conversations.
It was weird, so
just,
we wanted to get...
I just shit on that, didn't I?
Well, that's what we wanted.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We needed to get back into our swing.
We wanted a shit one.
You did your job.
And it's perfect.
It was a good reset, I think.
Because
I think
palate cleanser. I think next week,
doing Louis.
Next week we're going back to a serious one.
Yeah, Louis's been releasing a web series, apparently.
Do you remember what it's called?
Come on, Nick. It's so the bad characters' with names.
It's so it's, bad.
Which is?
I love how bad with names.
Oh, it's great.
Is it Pete? Something
yes. Yes.
Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete.
Yes.
Starring Louis C.K. and
the boy.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
It's on the tip of my
tongue. Small amount of peas. Small amount of peas.
Hello, fellow children. What's his name?
Hello, my lady.
Donnie.
Hello, sweet time guy.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Mr. Pink.
Yeah,
Mr. Pink. Why do I gotta be
For some
Pink?
Reason, the name Steve Belushi's in my head, and I know that's not right. God damn it, what's his name?
He did not call him Steve Belushi.
I know it's not his name, it's just what came into my head. What the fuck's his name?
Who's he talking about, George?
Mr. Pink?
Steve Belushi.
Steve Belushi?
What sounds like Steve Belushi? We'll give you a hint. He's probably the ugliest guy ever. But we love him for
Steve Buscemi.
That's right.
You could have said Bug Eyes and it would have been like, what are we talking about? Steve Buscemi?
Yes. Horace and Pete, episode 2 next week. I think we're going to do an on-off.
Are you actually buying it?
We'll see.
If I give you half of the $3 will you buy it, you cheap son of a bitch?
Yeah, we can do that.
yeah, we're gonna go on and off with those probably. So
okay, sounds good.
There you go. Episode 2 of that coming up next week.
There's 50 cents. Your first installment, sir.
Paying him now in quarters.
Yeah, later. Do it.
And lottery tickets. Maybe a receipt for Chinese food. No,
it's a Powerball ticket.
I have my Dave and Buster's card if you want. There's 6,000 points on that.
Oh, dude,
I'll take it.
I have a bunch, too. We should go to Dave and Buster's. All right.
Anyways.
Wolf Cop. No more thoughts on Wolf Cop, huh?
If you want to see horrible transformations from a man to a barely hairy wolf.
Well, he was already hairy to begin with.
Yeah.
So, if you want to buy any Wolf Cop memorabilia or buy the Blu-ray of Wolf Cop, please go to Amazon.com/NicoEmpire.
Amazon.NicoEmpire.com.
It's all the same.
Can you get one thing right this week?
No. It's all the same.
Hey, he got Horace and Pete.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, use promo code Nico for 3% off on all your Wolf Cop needs.
Don't promise those things.
But everything else is at a 3% increase.
So every time you turn, it just costs more.
Yeah. If you don't use it, it's at normal price.
Yeah.
Amazon.NicoEmpire.com.
It's
Amazon.NicoEmpire.com.
Support the program.
You're not going to remember that.
The pilgrim.
The pilgrim.
The program for John Wayne.
We'll it's an image. We'll see y'all next week. Listen to...
Fussy one. keep it inside.
All right, yeah. Horace and Pete next week. Watch that show, Nico show, and things and stuff. And actually, no,
that's anymore. A different one.
No, that doesn't exist anymore.
You killed that in my one. Mind. It's a concept.
Yeah, Nico Radio's a thing.
It amuses him once a week. So,
George, you don't tweet, do you?
I don't have a Twitter. I could make one.
Oh, yeah. We could make one right now.
Don't go into. Well, we don't use ours either.
I can make it and then just subscribe to the Nico show.
Or yeah, the you Nico could. Empire. You'll get like
go from 4 to 5.
Yeah, you get like 2 followers out of it.
We get a 20% increase.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. So okay, George will be back like in a year or so.
Yep.
And you've all been naughty.
Naughty.
Say naughty in a British accent, please.
Naughty.
That was
good.
Ooh.
I imagine we haven't used that enough.
The naughty guy from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage, like, Cowardly Dog.
What the woo? No, the guy Stupid that always said, and you then I was bad. Feeling.
Oh, yeah. Is that the duck?
That's
not
I love that show.
No, that's the duck guy. Have a that's like the hair shampoo guy.
I don't know, but we've lost everybody.
Second time Courage the Cowardly Dog has come up on this podcast in the last month.
Is that true?
Remember when John did his Courage the Cowardly Dog impression at Denny's?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, I wasn't there for that. That makes sense.
Me either.
All right, well.
You know who else wasn't there?
What?
The audience.
They're all gone. They hate us.
Fuck the audience.
They all left.
Fucking piece of shit.
It's not nice.
Bye, guys.
They're kind of okay, the two of them.
Fuck.